أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق، ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. In the previous part of this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said that how could these people, the Bani Israel, choose the worldly things, the simple things of this world, when they were given, being given the ni'mat of Jannah, Manna and Salwa, what great ni'mat Allah had blessed to them with, how could they become so low and ask for this lowly things of this dunya? For that Allah Ta'ala said, go to any town, any city, and you will get what you want to. But because of the continuous transgression of the laws of Allah, and as we have read how many times Allah forgave them, and what serious sins they had committed, but Allah forgave them, and as they carried on, then Allah Ta'ala put a seal upon them and permanently declared for them humiliation, disgrace, and that they will be in want and in need all the time. And they also took on themselves the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala. Now, the important thing here is, which the Quran explains as a principle, why did all this happen to them? And we also, when we find ourselves in a situation, we should also think, why has this happened to us? Many times we come out of it also wrongly, and we say that, where did I go wrong? There are two aspects. One is, a person can say, where did I go wrong, as if I never did anything wrong. Why this happened to me? He means by that, why did this happen to me? Where did I go wrong? But in reality, if a person thinks, where did I go wrong? Where the present situation I find myself in difficulty. And this is not only in dunya's matters, more we have to think of it, of deen's matters. If I haven't got namaz in my life, that person will hardly think, where have I got wrong? Why haven't I got namaz in my life? If my namaz is haphazard, it's not proper, then also a person should think. If we see in our children that they are inclining towards dunya and they are going towards wrong things, we should also think and question ourselves, where did we go wrong? So this is a very important thing that a person must think, that where did I go wrong? Allah explains here for the Bani Israel, whether they thought of it or not, but Allah explains it, and there is a great lesson for us to learn in here. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. یہ اس لیے ہوا کہ نہیں مانتے تھے احکام خداوندی کو. This happened to them because they did not obey the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, the dunya, shaitan, with all his planning, he works in such a way that he distracts us from the commands of Allah. He makes us live a life of this dunya, of our nafs, our desires, even if it is shaded with deeny outward colors. And it looks like we are living a deeny life, but in reality, is it a deeny life? So shaitan makes us live a life like that. And in that process, then a person living that life is breaking the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person breaks the commands, does not accept, does not believe in the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then finally, immediately everything looks rosy and good, but eventually the true colors come out, and then a person sees that he is in great problems and difficulties, like the Bani Israel, who are the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala, but through the whole process, gradually, what and what gunas they went through, and finally it came that Allah put the seal of humiliation, disgrace, and muhtajgi. That is, they will be always in poverty, though outwardly they seem to be in great riches, but they are never satisfied, and that is not what is called riches, that a person always wants more all the time. And all the time he fears what I got is going to go away from me. A person who has got contentment in the heart, that person is really a rich person. So they landed themselves in all this because of disobeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the other thing which they had done, which also was a terrible consequence and which led to all this, وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they used to kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam without any reason. That بغير الحق, without any reason, is only to stress the point. In other words, it can never happen that there is a reason why a Nabi can be killed. There is no question of a Nabi being killed. He came and he came with great sincerity and with great compassion every Nabi comes. And whoever are the righteous followers of the Anbiya, with that similar passion and desire they come for the good of people, to bring people towards righteousness, their felicity, their success, their goodness of this dunya and also of akhirat. But when people just want to follow their lowly desires, their carnal desires, animal instincts, and then they want to fight against the Nabi, and the Bani Israel came to such a point where they had killed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in a whole huge arena of people. They should put the Nabi in a huge tray which they made, and in front of all they should slaughter the Nabi also. So this is where the things which look small, finally they led to this. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the worst punishment will be for those people on the day of Qiyamah who killed a Nabi, that we can understand to what extent, or who a Nabi had killed, that is in jihad, that person went to that extent and he got killed by the hand of a Nabi, that person will also have the worst punishment. That a Nabi is full of compassion. He won't kill a person, but how that person must have transgressed that he was killed by a Nabi. And the third is those who are the leaders of falsehood, who take people on wrong lines and wrong beliefs. That also we have to be very careful, that even in the name of Deen, are we not leading people astray? In the name of teaching Deen, and we are teaching something else. We must be very careful of that. That will be also the leaders, and in many places in the Quran, the whole discussion Allah mentioned, which will take place in Jahannam, where the followers will accuse and will curse their leaders that you made us go astray. And many places that is discussed. So they will also have the worst punishment. And with these three categories, in this hadith comes those people who make photos and take pictures. And which is a guna, which also today we just justify and we take it for granted. And in small matters, unnecessarily, we take photos of our little children. It's on the phone all the time. Any and everything we are taking photos. We can imagine the seriousness of this guna also, that they are with those people who used to kill Anbiya alayhi salam. What that punishment will be for these people here also. The worst punishment will be for these people. So whenever we find, we should think even normally that what condition I am in, is Allah happy? A person who's got that worry will be on the right path. But a person who doesn't worry, that am I on the right path, even if I got all my deeny things in place, but is it accepted by Allah? Is Allah pleased with me or not? And then we should think, if we see anything wrong, what were the causes? It is some guna that we have made that brings this guna. If a person, for example, even goes out of the fold of Islam, it's not just that he went out, there were many gunas he was committing. Small gunas led to bigger, to bigger, to bigger, that today we find, unfortunately, people are even proud to say that I'm no more a Muslim. These terrible gunas are because of the small, what we take as small gunas, they lead to this gunas. So may Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us realize our position, our matter is with Allah Ta'ala. Our matter is we are answerable to Allah, and our akhirat is at stake. It is not just our dunya's life here that we are leading, but our akhirat, which is the most important, which is forever, that is at stake, and we must be worried about that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا